Tracy, good to see you.
Good to be here. Thank you.
All right. We start off with some very big news. This is a continual follow-up story. We constantly are looking at that enormous tract of land off of U.S. 70 Main Street. It used to be the Las Cruces Country Club, and it's part of a major development plan that the city is looking at, the Apodaca Blueprint Plan. And the city council has been looking at this for some time. They met on it recently, and you have an update on this.
Yeah, it was part of their, you know, their regular meeting on May 7th. They ultimately decided to table a resolution approving the plan to seek more robust public input, as they put it, at the July 2nd work session coming up in a month or so. And they began this planning initiative back in September. And they've done a variety of gathering information and input from community members, stakeholders. They had an open house, but they still need more. They've set up a project website. It's www.apodacablueprint.com. I said that without stumbling. So, you know, the public can go and get some more information on the project itself. But for now, it's on hold, so plenty of time to look into it. They also voted during the council to approve $1.25 million for landscaping the northeast and northwest quadrants of Interstate 25 and University Avenue. I believe that's a welcome sign, welcome to Las Cruces sign. So that's an interesting decision, and the story goes in pretty good length about the pros and cons of that.
All right. You also have lots of great photos from the recent graduation of more than 2,000 NMSU students. Congratulations, graduates.
Yes, very big congrats to them. Definitely a big accomplishment. More than 2,000 NMSU students and about 650 Doñana Community College students graduated this past weekend. And each college or each entity named some outstanding graduates. So we highlight those in this week's bulletin, including the county manager, Fernando Macias's three daughters, who all graduated this weekend, one with a doctorate, one with a master's, and one with a bachelor's degree. So that's neat.
That has to be a happy dad. Congratulations to him and his family. Wonderful story. Arts and entertainment and a new nonprofit dance company in the area.
Yes, Borderlands Ballet Company. It's a recently founded nonprofit dance company that's currently housed in Las Cruces School of Dance and Music. And they'll be presenting a new one-act ballet, this Persistence of Air, a steampunk ballet. That'll be next Sunday, May 27th at 6 p.m. And this will be an interesting group to follow. There should be some auditions for the company held in late summer. And hopefully we'll see some great shows coming out of them.
That is so great to hear. We are so lucky in this area to have such a rich arts community. Theater, dance growing, music. Now we have a film industry that is growing. And it just keeps, you do such a great job too covering it. It just keeps growing in this area.
We're always struggling to fit everything in our
and
it's a large section. And we still, it's overflowing. So lots of good
wonderful stuff
going on.
The well-being section in the Las Cruces Bulletin has a story about a nonprofit that we've talked about before, but it's been a long time ago, Therapause.
Therapause, yes. The basically therapy dogs that help people
It really is therapy.
Don't leave it to me to explain it. I'm not going to use the proper terms and everything. But I think most people know what it is. But this particular profile is, you know, focuses on one pair, Scout and owner Lori Ford of Las Cruces, who is an English teacher at NMSU and DACC. And they're both certified through the Therapause program. And they're participating this summer in the Thomas Brannigan Memorial Library reading program, where they're going for a bi-monthly reading. And the dog will read to you, not literally, but it will be there while you're being
Get you to read.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
So
right.
That's a really cute story.
And I only have about 25 seconds, so a shout-out to NMSU Women's Softball.
Yeah, they swept three games to win the Western Athletic Conference softball tournament for the second year in a row. And they'll be playing Arizona State this Friday.
Excellent. Congratulations to them. Tracy Roy is the Director of Content at the Las Cruces Bulletin. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.